hey, Joe Casaboni here, and I'm just letting you know that How I Built It is now Streamlined Solopreneur. So if you're seeing new artwork and a new name in your podcast player, that is expected and by design. The new name better reflects the mission and really what has been the mission of this show for the last few years, and I'm really excited about it. All the links in the show notes and howibuilt.it will still work, but the show also has a new home over at streamlined.fm if you want to check it out. Thanks so much for listening. The spooky season is officially over, and we know it's over because it was ushered in by the spookiest thing of all, seeing Christmas commercials before Halloween. But it's November now, and one of the best things that I think I do, one of my favorite things at least, is my annual gift guide. And so I am doing today's episode, a very special episode, the 2023 Solopreneur's Gift Guide. Over the years, I've published a great many gift guides on my blog, from the Freelancer's Gift Guide to the Podcaster's Gift Guide to Working from Home and even for hobbies like pens and cigars. This year is no different. Given my new focus on helping solopreneurs and the fact that the work from home gift guide started to feel a little stale, I've decided to change things up for 2023. There are a few ways I've changed things up. Number one is this is now the Solopreneur and Creators Gift Guide and not the Work From Home Gift Guide. But I've also decided to move this guide to Medium. Now, if you would like to learn more about why, if you'd like to hear my thinking for my whole content strategy moving into 2024, you can do that as a Podcast Foundry member. You can sign up over at howibuiltdiet.pro, or you can get ad-free, extended, and early access episodes if you're listening in Apple Podcasts by subscribing directly in Apple Podcasts. But that's what we're going to talk about today, the 2023 Solopreneur's Gift Guide, where to find all these great things, and what to buy, whether it is for you, the solopreneur creator, or for the solopreneur or creator in your life. But that's it. Let's get into the intro and then the gift guide. Hey, everybody, and welcome to How I Built It, the podcast that helps busy solopreneurs and creators grow their business without spending too much time on it. I'm your host, Joe Casabona, and each week I bring you interviews and case studies on how to build a better business through smarter processes, time management, and effective content creation. It's like getting free coaching calls from successful solopreneurs. By the end of each episode, you'll have 1 to 3 takeaways you can implement today to stop spending time in your business and more time on your business or with your friends, your family, reading, or however you choose to spend your free time. Okay, so let's dive into the gift guide. I have broken this down into several sections, and I should say that everything will be available in the show notes, which you can find in the description of your podcast player, or over at howibuilt.it/339. That's going to include links to both the gift guide on Medium and a more visual gift guide over at casabona.org. You can learn the difference between those two things if you become a member. Again, that's over at howibuilt.it/join, or if you sign up directly in Apple Podcasts. So I'll also say that the gift guide and the description does include affiliate links. This gift guide is affiliate link supported. I will also say that I don't recommend anything that I don't think is good. So rest assured that this is not just some affiliate link farm. There are a lot of things I recommend here that don't have affiliate links. So anyway, let's get into the guide. First, let's talk about recording and video conferencing. As a solopreneur, you're likely meeting with lots of people via Zoom, creating content, attending, or even presenting webinars. And so you need good recording gear. I personally think the Elgato Facecam is one of the best webcams that you can buy. It's got a great price. It's got great picture. And it comes with software to really help you dial in that picture. That is a 1080p camera. And so if you do want to go for the upgrade, You know, maybe you're doing more streaming, or the giftee, the loved one in your life, is doing more streaming and you want 4K quality. Check out the Elgato Facecam Pro. My friend Brian picked that up this year and he sent me a side by side of the Elgato Facecam Pro 4K and his 1080 DSLR. And I couldn't tell the difference. So really good quality in that tiny little camera. Those are the cameras that I recommend. I've tried a bunch of different ones and Elgato just really makes good stuff. If you want to see my actual live stream setup, right, this is like $1,000 camera. So I'm not going to recommend that in a gift guide. But I do link to my own live stream kit, and that has the camera, the lens, and anything else that I needed to make this whole setup work. You'll also need a good microphone. You don't want to use the built-in microphone. And so the microphone that I recommend is the Samsung Q2U. That's Samsung, not Samsung. So S-A-M-S-O-N, Q2U. Solid quality, great price. Comes highly recommended by me and a lot of other podcasters. So really good microphone. If you prefer a headset, if you just like don't want the microphone in your face, right, the whole time, and you prefer a headset, the Sennheiser PC8 USB headset is really good. I think that's the one that we use for LinkedIn Learning, and so I have one just off to the side here, and works really well. So again, just something better than the built-in microphone. And again, if you want to see more recording gear, I do have a podcaster's gift guide that I'll link to in the show notes. Now, camera is a lot of the battle, maybe half the battle, but one surefire way to make yourself look better on camera is having good lighting. I've made adjustments to my lighting with the same camera, and I've managed to like look a lot better. So with good lighting, your camera doesn't have to do the hard work, or doesn't have to work as hard, I should say, to capture you. And you won't look like you're recording in a cave. So there are lots of different lighting setups. I list a few of my favorite here on the gift guide. Philips Hue lights. I like these because they're smart lights. They connect to Apple HomeKit and they're automatable. So as I'm recording this gift guide, you know, my Philips Hue lights are all like Christmassy colors. You'll know if you watch my YouTube channel that they're usually purple. If I'm recording for RSS.com, they are orange. And I can change all of that. I also have a Philips Hue light bulb upstairs that turns red when I'm recording, so my family knows. So Philips Hue lights are just a lot of fun, really easy to automate, and are very versatile. I've got strip lights, I've got the light bulbs, and it really does a lot to improve the quality of your recording. I also have Elgato key lights, and these are, you know, flat panel lights that will light you evenly. I have one behind me that's the Keylight Air that is a backlight so that, you know, my silhouette, I guess, like there's like a clear differentiation between the foreground and the background. So if you're going to be doing any kind of appreciable recording, you or your loved one, the Elgato key lights are really good. And I usually offer a warning. Don't get price gouged. The key light should be around $199. The Keylight Air should be around $129. So they are pricey, but they are also smart lights. They are controllable via your computer and they're automatable as well. If you don't want to spend that much on lights, Neewer, N-E-E-W-E-R, has a 2-pack of lights that just sit on stands. You can set them up while you're recording. Or Loom makes something called the Loom Cube for video conferencing. And so that's just something that sits right next to your webcam that lights your face evenly. But I am a huge fan of the Hue lights and the Elgato key lights. I think that, yes, they are pricey, but they do a really good job of improving the lighting. So especially if you know someone is going to be doing a lot of video work, this might be a nice gift to get them that they might not want to spend the money on themselves. So that's strongly recommend those. Okay, so that's recording and recording and lighting and all that fun stuff. Let's move on to the home office setup, because when you're a solopreneur, you are probably working from home. And I know I said earlier that my work from home guide was getting stale, but that doesn't mean that some of that stuff can't help solopreneurs. And again, that's a core feature for many solopreneurs, their ability to work from home. It also means that you want to have a good office to work from. You know, the kitchen table or the couch was okay as a temporary setup, but longer term, you need a more ergonomic solution. So here are some items that I recommend as somebody who's worked from home for most of his life. Okay, so let's start with desk chair. Good desk chair is important for someone who works from home. You're going to be spending, I don't know, 6, 7, maybe 10 hours a day in that chair, or at least around that chair. So you want a good one. Steel case, while expensive, makes the best. I'm a big fan of my steel case chair. It does everything I need it to do. So it's really adjustable. It's comfortable. And it, again, it has a lot of settings to support whoever is sitting in it. If you're looking for something more affordable, Hon, H-O-N chairs seem pretty popular. So if you're not trying to spend like $1,000 on a chair, Hon chairs are like $300. I would say spend at least $300 on a desk chair. You're sitting in it most of the day. So, and again, this could be a great gift, right? If you have like a sibling or a child, who, not a child, your kids, offspring, who work from home and they're not willing to spend $300 on a chair. This might be a good gift for them, right? Either way, I want to tell you about another thing that was like a game changer for me: rollerblade wheels for office chairs. I didn't think of these until I saw them on Twitter. Wes Boss tweeted about them, but these wheels make the chair sturdier and much easier to roll on carpets. I have a carpet in my office. So these rollerblade wheels for office chairs are a game changer. I am a huge fan, highly recommend for anybody who has an office chair, right? They're from Owl, Office Owl set of 5 replacement chair caster wheels. They're less than $20, and it just a game changer. Super easy to install, game changer. Big fan of these wheels. Game changer. Okay, so that's the chair. Let's talk about the desk. I have a standing desk. It's the Jarvis. It's the Fully Jarvis, or the Jarvis by Fully. Fully is now owned by Herman Miller, who also happened to make really good chairs. But I have it and I love it. I have the option to stand during portions of my day, and that's really good. I also have the E7 by FlexiSpot. It's fantastic. Full disclosure, they sponsored this podcast previously. They provided the desk to me for free. But it's, I would say, just as good as my Fully desk. The main difference between them is that the E7 by FlexiSpot, the one I have, has a child lock on the controller, which is great because my kids like to play with the controller. And I would prefer that they didn't. So they're both programmable. They're both really sturdy. I would say look at both and see what options you're looking for in a standing desk. If you're looking for something more affordable, there are converters that will turn your desk into a standing desk. Fully used to make one, but it looks like they don't anymore. So there are, like, there's one from the New York Times has a, I guess this is Wirecutter, has a 3-best standing desk converters. I have another former sponsor, Moft, has something like this. It's this kind of origami laptop stand thing that one of the folding options turns your desk into a standing desk, and I've used that before and it was really good. So moft.us if you're looking for maybe just something to convert your current desk into a standing desk.
Other ergonomic stuff, something to, again, we just talked about this, something to elevate your laptop or monitor is great because then you're not hunched over or very close to your screen. 12 South makes a lot of really great stuff in this department. So you would just find something, I think, that works for you or your loved one. I like the Park Slope. That's, again, from 12 South. Really nice stand. A good mouse goes a long way in ergonomics and productivity. I think the Logitech MX Master 3 combines ergonomics and productivity really well. It's got multi-device support, ergonomic design for comfort, and lots of programmable buttons to make your computer easier to use. So I love the Logitech MX Master 3. It's a really great mouse. It goes for around $100. Now, I don't use an ergonomic keyboard. I have the Keychron K2 Pro mechanical keyboard, which you've probably heard me typing on. But I'm an ideas man, and I've heard great things about the ergonomic keyboard from Microsoft. I think it's just called ergonomic keyboard. This is an affordable option, right? There's the Kinesis ergonomic keyboard as well, but the Microsoft one is less than half the price. So if you're looking to test the waters on an ergonomic keyboard, I would recommend Microsoft's. Now, if you really want to go the extra mile, you could get a monitor arm. The ones by Fully are really pretty. I've always wanted one, but they don't fit the monitor I have. I got the Apple Studio Display. So, and I didn't get the VESA option or whatever. So if you have a monitor that supports this, definitely check it out. I did have one by Amazon that served me really well for a long time. So that is home and ergonomics. And why don't we take a quick break and hear a word from our sponsors. Hey there, I want to tell you about Sensei. Sensei is the original solution for creating and selling online courses with WordPress, and it's back and better than ever. As a course creator, with Sensei, you get complete ownership over your content and the freedom to customize as much as you need. Sensei has vastly improved the course creation experience, adding a customizable distraction-free mode, video and lesson progression, powerful reporting, and a full set of interactive content blocks. And those blocks, like flashcards, image hotspots, and interactive videos, can be added to any page or post, not just the courses. The goal of Sensei is to make it effortless for course creators to develop personalized instruction for learners. And while Sensei is free to start, you can save 20% on Sensei Pro, allowing you to charge for courses, drip out content, manage groups and cohorts, and leverage new AI tools. Just go to howibuilt.it/sensei to have the discount automatically applied. That's howibuilt.it/SENSEI. Okay, and we are back. Let's get into the at-home technology. Having the right tech can make a world of difference. And I have a bunch of recommendations for you to help you work, even if you have kids at home. So before we get to that bit, let's talk about backups and storage. Everything we do is on our computers these days, and so you need a good backup and storage solution. External hard drive is number one on this list. I've used the Western Digital MyBook for as long as I could remember. I've had the 8 terabyte model for a long time. I upgraded to the 12 terabyte model. I think the convention is 2 to 4 times your hard drive space. So I'm kind of just under the four times. But having an external drive to do on-site backups is really important. Equally as important is having cloud or offsite backups. This is, you know, having something offsite, especially if you work from home, if something happens with your computer or your equipment at home, an offsite backup can save you. So there's only one service I recommend for this, and it's Backblaze. Full disclosure, Backblaze is a former sponsor of this show. I was using them before they sponsored the show. Easily the best offsite backup solution for solopreneurs and creators. So again, if this is something for a loved one, get them a gift card and they can set up their own Backblaze account. The last bit, the last two bits here, I don't know that they're necessary, but if you want to go the extra mile, one is network area storage or NAS. This is something that allows you to store data over a home network from multiple devices. I currently have the Synology 2 Bay storage NAS. And so what I'll do here is move older files into cold storage on the NAS. So any like big files that I really don't need immediate access to anymore will go to the NAS. Just a heads up that if you do buy this, it's the Bay only. So you'll have to get some hard drives, right? And for the total cost, I know some people who have also gone the route of a Mac Mini as their home server. I think like if you're looking just for like dedicated storage, and NAS is still better. I happen to have both at this point, but I got the base level Mac Mini, so I'm not really using that for deep storage. And then the other thing I would mention here is a portable hard drive, right? And with the cloud, there's a lot less need for a portable storage, but I still like to have some on me. I like the Western Digital portable hard drive. That's really nice and a good price. And even though it is pricey, I'm a huge fan of Samsung's T7 portable SSD. It's so small and has so much storage. I actually love it so much that my full photos library is exclusively on that. It's backed up to iCloud as well, but when I tell my computer where my iCloud or where my photos library is, I point it to this external storage so that I can take my photos library with me wherever I go. It's great. So big fan of that. Okay, let's move on to headphones and other tech. So let's talk about headphones. I'm an audiophile. I love my headphones. My AirPods Pro 2 are my favorite headphones. They're always in my pocket, and they're actually the only noise-canceling headphones I keep with me. I recently flew and only took my AirPods Pro 2 with me, and they worked great, like gangbusters. So big fan of those. Definitely a much better solution than my AirPods Max, because you can't fold them. They're big, they're heavy, and they're just not very delightful to travel with. So big fan of the AirPods Pro 2. If you or who you're shopping for is more of an earbuds person, I've always been a fan of Skullcandy headphones. And if you're looking for over the ear, I can't really recommend the AirPods Max anymore. I'm hoping in 2024 we get a version 2 that's way better than version 1. The sound quality is pretty good, like if you're willing to plug them in, but if you're looking for great over-the-ear noise-canceling headphones, the Bose Quiet Comfort 45 noise-canceling headphones are fantastic. Whether you work from home or an office or a co-working space, or you have kids at home, these will help you focus. And because they fold up, they're better for traveling as well. If you're looking for good sub-$200 over-the-ear headphones, I recommend the Audio-Technica ATH-M50s. They're lightweight, they block out most noise, and they sound incredible. I've had these going on a decade almost, and they are now a permanent fixture with my electric drum set. They're the headphones I use for that, so I still use them every day. Okay, let's get into other miscellaneous tech really quick before we move on to like the comforts of home and productivity tools. Other tech and accessories. I'm going to recommend the Stream Deck. I've got two, powerhouse of automation and just like quick access stuff. I'm able to switch scenes in Ecamm Live so quickly because of my Stream Deck. I can launch apps and shortcuts and change my lighting quickly because of my Stream Deck. I'm a huge fan of it. Everything from setting up podcast recordings to live stream overlays, lighting, launching apps, and so much more. I can't recommend the Stream Deck enough. I think it's the perfect gift for anybody who spends a lot of time at their desk. And then some portable accessories, right? So Anker chargers and hubs. If you need a good portable charging solution, there's no one better than Anker. A few that I have that I really love is the GaN Prime hybrid power bank and wall charger. This is a power bank that plugs directly into the wall with pass-through charging. So you can charge your devices and then unplug it from the wall and continue charging your devices. I also have the MagSafe 3-in-1 charging cube. It's perfect for travel. You can charge your iPhone, AirPods and Apple Watch all from this one cube. It's perfect. And then they have the nano USB-C power bank. Plug this directly into your phone for a little extra juice. For iPhone and iPad stands, I love the ones by Lab 22. I have the iPhone stand and the iPad stand on my desk. They are beautiful, they're sturdy, and they work really well. I can't recommend them enough. Love those things. Okay, so those are the accessories. Let's move on to productivity tools. Working by yourself can be tough, especially if there's a lot of distractions. But with the right tools, you can better stay on task or at least easily pick up where you left off. I'm a big fan of analog tools. I know they're super personal. I will list the, again, you can find the links to all of this in the show notes, but these are the ones that I like. The Sidekick Notebook. It's a really nice notebook. It's premium feel, great paper, works with fountain pens, and it lays flat. So I'm always looking for that in a notebook. And then the Sidekick Notepad is a horizontal pad that sits directly under your keyboard. It has a notes section and a task section. So really easy for me. I've been writing down on it. I've been writing down timestamps for chapter markers for this episode. I love it. I know it's like $37 at the time of this recording. That feels like a lot for a notebook, but I've had mine for 4 or 5 months and it's been serving me really well. So big fan of that. Both of those are made by Cortex brand, which also makes the Theme System Journal. And then I've talked about this before, but the William Hanna A5 Classic Notebook. This is my planner. It's leather bound. It's really nice and it's got a lot of different refills. So I will break down my refills in the pro show, but I'm a big fan of it. It works really well for me. And then I also mentioned this last year, but the analog to-do system from Ugmonk. I'm an analog guy through and through. I haven't been using the analog system as much because of the other tools I use. But if you're looking for a really nice gift that works well on a home desk setup, and it also is a nice system for capturing to-dos, the analog system by Ugmonk is really nice. As far as digital communication, you know, I have my own apps that I like. Todoist for task management, MindNode for mind mapping, Bear and Notion for note-taking, and Ulysses for writing. I would recommend you pick up an app store gift card here for the person in your life, and then they can buy the apps that they want. SetApp is also a really great subscription service that gives you access to a ton of Mac and iOS apps. I have SetApp and I save a ton of money every year, paying $15 a month to get access to apps I'd be paying much more than that for. So those are the productivity tools. Let's move into comforts of home, starting with coffee. I need good coffee. I love good coffee. My favorite coffee these days is Comateer. They flash freeze already brewed coffee into pods and then send them to you. It's perfect for hot or iced coffee. Super easy to make and to travel with. I think it's like 3 days. It can last 3 days without being refrigerated. So if you know you're going on a trip that has crappy in-room coffee, which is everybody, bring these pods with you, add hot water, you have great coffee. It's darn good. Other great beans that I recommend, my current favorite is Jazzy Java by Redding Coffee Company right here in Pennsylvania. Rook Coffee out in Jersey, they make a Nicaraguan blend that's really good. And Crew Coffee makes something called Doom Cup, super dark and delicious. They're from upstate New York. Really great coffee blends here. I will say, like, I don't really like fruity tasting coffee. So, you know, mine are more on the like richer, savory, richer flavors. Not really like the sweet, fruity stuff. Coffee gear. Everyone has their own way of making coffee. I have a bunch, but I have an espresso. I got that for Christmas last year and I love it. It's a perfect office companion when I need a little afternoon boost. Find the right pods and you're good to go. Now, if you are buying whole beans, then you need a good coffee grinder. And, oh, man, I didn't know I could love a device so much, but my wife got me the OXO Brew Conical Burr Coffee Grinder. It's beautiful. It holds 3/4 pounds of beans, has several steps for the perfect grind, and an auto grinder for up to 30 seconds. It's absolutely perfect. I love it. Now, throughout the rest of this guide, you know, I link to clothes and things to wear around the house. I'm going to skip over those for the most part, except for something that I don't have, but I really want, which is these Mojave's slippers. They look super comfortable. I've heard great things about them. And they have a little like nice color flare to them. So I want the orange and gray ones, but they look really nice. I haven't really seen them recommended anywhere else except for Upgrade, which is one of my favorite podcasts. And I want to just call them out here. So let's close out with travel and getting out of the house. I'm going to recommend a couple of bags. I have the Mezzo backpack from Waterfield Designs. Sadly, they don't make that anymore. But they do have several comparable ones. And I also just picked up the RL 10 liter sling bag from Nomadic. That's a great bag. It fits perfectly. You can put a laptop in it. And Nomadic in general just makes like great backpacks. Huge fan. And then, of course, if you're looking for a good messenger bag, you can't go wrong with Timbuktu. I've been recommending them for over a decade. As far as travel accessories, I have a Kindle Scribe. I love my Kindle Scribe. It's easy to highlight. It's got the pen. You can take handwritten notes. It's a really compact device with a lot of different purposes. I also put AirTags in everything. So if you're traveling, AirTags are the perfect companion to keep track of all your stuff. And if you want to use your headphones that you just bought from the headphone section to tap in to the in-flight entertainment system on a plane, get the AirFly by 12 South. It's perfect. It's compact, works really well. And you can use your own headphones to listen or watch in-flight entertainment. Let's round out the travel section with books and ways to get out of the house, right? No, I mean, I feel like no solopreneur's guide would be complete without books. But I'm not going to recommend the books that everybody recommends. Here are 4 of my favorite books that I don't think are recommended enough. At Your Best by Carrie Newhoff. That's a book about how to recognize your energy levels and do your best work when you're at your best. That was really a game changer for me. I loved that book. Forget the Funnel by Georgiana Lotti and Claire Solentrope. Gia and Claire talk about the importance of learning from your customers. And that really resonated with me. You don't really need a complex sales funnel as much as you need to speak your customer's language. This is Personal by Brennan Dunn. My friend Brennan is super smart and his approach to personalizing your emails is fantastic. If you've ever gotten an email about a product that you've already bought from a company, Brennan gives you a method to fight against this in your own business. So highly recommend that book. And then Made to Stick by Chip and Dan Heath. This talks about how some ideas catch fire and others don't. Has a lot to do with telling good stories, which I've been on a bit of a kick of lately. And so let's round out with ways to socialize. Solopreneurship can be really lonely. So here are some ideas to help your loved one or yourself socialize. You can find a co-working space in your area. You can do dinner and a movie. You can find escape rooms. Or you can do a bunch of other recreational things. Find a bed and breakfast, cigar lounge, my personal favorite, wine tasting, museum tour, a night out in the closest city, or a gym or club membership. All of these things could help with kind of the mental health of your solopreneur. Another thing that I'll recommend here that I didn't include in the gift guide, BetterHelp, betterhelp.com. I've been seeing a therapist and she's great. She just kind of helps me bounce ideas and you know, kind of give me advice and help me recognize when I'm overstimulated and stressed and things like that. So that's it for the 2023 Solopreneur's Gift Guide. I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know what your favorite recommendation is, or if you're picking up anything for yourself or your loved one. You can find all of the show notes. That's all of the links that I talked about here, as well as links to the gift guide over at howibuilt.it/339. In the pro show, I'm going to talk about how I put this guide together, why I moved it to Medium, and my content strategy moving forward. But that's it for today. Thanks to our sponsors. Thank you for listening. And until next time, get out there and build something.